Tonight's morale addresses the back half of our parsha, beginning with Revi'i to the end of our parsha, addresses what's known as the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, the 7 days, the inaugural days of the Mishkan, in which Moshe basically inaugurates Aharon and his sons in all the processes they're going to need in order to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. It begins, as Rashi points out, on Chof Gimel Adar, the last week of the month of Adar, and then the eighth day, which is next week's Parsha, B'Yom HaShmini, is actually on Rosh Chodesh Nisan when they inaugurate the Mishkan. So Rashi makes two interesting notes at the beginning of this section. The Torah begins by Daber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Kachas Aharon V'Esponav Vito, take Aharon, take his sons, and you're going to do this and that to them, and it takes us the whole back half of the Parsha, an elaborate description of what it is that they're going to do. So the first thing Rashi notes is that Parsha Zunemra Shivas Yamim Kodim Makamas HaMishkan, this was said 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, She'ein Muktam U'Me'uchar B'Torah, because the Torah sometimes goes out of order, because we already learned all the Parshas Vayikra, we're halfway through Tzav, and the Mishkan was erected at the end of Sefer Shmos. So when did this Parsha actually get taught to Bnei Yisrael? Was it taught at this moment after Parshas Vayikra, after Parshas Tzav, or was it in Chaf Gimel Adar before the Mishkan was inaugurated? So Rashi points out, and this is one of the places where Rashi and the Ramban argue about this concept of, does the Torah go out of order? And Rashi here says, this is another example where the Torah is going out of order. This was already taught us. But in order to put it together with the next parasha, V'yom HaShmini, so this is taught us here at the end of Tzav, but it really was taught a different time. And just in order to have a continuation from the 7 days until the eighth day, it's taught here, but it's taught to us here, but it was taught to Klal Yisrael already before the Mishkan was erected. They were given the instructions that they needed, whereas the Ramban holds it was erected, and then they were given the instructions, which is its own philosophical discussion, but that's point number one Rashi makes. And then Rashi says, on the language of Kach es Aharon, take Aharon, a point which we've mentioned numerous times, but it's so important, we'll repeat it again. Rashi says, Kachenu badvarim u'mashcheyu, take Aharon with words. So that if we would have not had Rashi, and we just had the pasuk say, Kach es Aharon v'yespanav vito, take Aharon and his sons, we would have translated very simply as Hashem is giving Moshe command to take Aharon. Aharon, come, you need to come. And he would take Aharon to the front of the Mishkan and tell him what it is that he needs to do. Rashi says, no, that's not what it means. It means, Kachenu b'dvarim. You need to talk to Aharon. You need to convince him that this is what it is that he wants to do. You need to explain to him that he's being put in this position. Talk to him so that he comes on his own. And the Maral comments here, like he does every time the Torah uses the language of Kach, which appears several times, Kach es, when Hashem takes Vaikach es Adam in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, and numerous other times where there's a Kach, there's a taking of a person, Rashi always says with words. And the Maral comments here, as he does in every comment, every time that Rashi says that, Delo Shayach Lekicha Ba'adam, because you can't physically take a person. That is not a taking. Meaning, you can, I could pick a person up and move him, but you haven't taken the person if you've done that. Because the essence of a person is Ritzono, is his desires, his thought process, who he is, what he believes. So if I physically pick up a person from here, and I move him to over here, so I haven't moved the person. All I did is I physically moved his body. But he thinks the same way as he did before. He believes the same things as he did before. So he hasn't moved. The essence of who he is hasn't moved. An example that I've given before, if you take a room full of, if half the room are Republicans and half the room are Democrats, and the person speaking doesn't like that, it's set up that way. So he says, okay, I want to mix things up. So he takes the person from the Republican side and moves them to the Democrat side. So all you now have is a Republican sitting on the Democrat side. You haven't moved the person. You just physically changed his location. It's the same problem. But if you can convince somebody on this side of the aisle to see the world like someone on that side of the aisle, good luck trying that. Either way, going doesn't won't work. But if you can convince someone on this side to see the world like that side, now you've moved a person. He doesn't have to change seats. But you've moved him because he now sees the world, believes, thinks differently, and that is the essence of who we are. So if you can talk to someone and convince them to do something so that they on their own change a behavior, now, kach, now you've taken a person. So whenever the Torah uses the word kach, the Rashi always understands the Torah is talking to the essence of the person. Kach es Aharon doesn't mean physically move him. It means tell him the greatness that awaits him, convince him that he's ready and up for this, so that when he moves on his own to where he needs to be, you, Moshe, by convincing him, have moved him. Very important point that Maral makes in several different places, Kachenu b'dvarim, And now that's the essence of who we are. And that's really what it means to be a teacher, to teach people, to teach whether to be children or adults, to think, to see things in a different way than they did before, that's available and open to all of us to be learned, to be learners and to be teachers. That's the essence of the human being.